USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants in the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker has broken down. The decision came just hours after about 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of the walkout during a meeting this morning in Detroit. The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma use Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration has been enforcing a tough new asylum policy that was recently affirmed by the Supreme Court. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The new policy effectively denies asylum to all non-Mexican migrants who arrive at the southern U.S. border. A spokeswoman for Homeland Security says the policy will be retroactive to July 16th. The Trump administration initially announced the rule. Under the new rules, asylum will be denied to anyone arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border who did not seek asylum in the country or countries they passed through first. I'm Wendy King.
A Houston police officer was hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect who, along with three others, stole two vehicles and attempted to kill a priest in a crime spree that played out in Houston. The 29-year-old officer was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was shot, but he was struck in the lower abdomen just below the vest. The police chief of Houston, Art Acevedo, said he's hopeful for a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-12 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Despite concerns for those with disabilities, the Minneapolis City Council has voted to ban all new construction of drive-through windows. John Clements reports.
The new ban does not restrict drive-through windows already operating, but does outlaw the construction at fast food restaurants, banks, dry cleaning stores, and other businesses in the future. Many fast food restaurants report the majority of their business comes from drive-through windows. Minneapolis hopes their plan will help eliminate greenhouse gas emissions as well as noise levels from idling cars. Concern now is how this will impact customers with disabilities or the elderly. City officials report the ban will not affect drive-through proposals that had been submitted before the new ordinance was passed. I'm John Clemens.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay $11 billion to a group of insurance companies representing most of the claims from Northern California wildfires in 2017 and 2018 as the company tries to dig out from bankruptcy. The utility said in a statement, the tentative agreement was reached with the insurance companies holding 85% of the claims from the fires that included the November 2018 fire that decimated the town of Paradise, California, killing 86 people. The insurers said in a separate statement, the settlement is well below the $20 billion the insurance companies had sought in bankruptcy court. However, it is more than the company had initially offered as part of the filing earlier this week. This is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening on your weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.